twisted mop, the face of Jesus in my soup, those sinister dinner deals.
Happy birthday, Johnny Cash. That's Johnny Cash's cover of Nick Cave's Mercy Seat. It's actually one of my favorite albums he ever did on this piece. And we went out with another Erykah Badu, also her birthday, and On and On, which I think my producer Mark Henry is picking some very appropriate themes here to get us in and out of our breaks in terms of what we've been talking about, which is a good thing. We're listening to the Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Ooh, I just lost my voice, the voice of the community. Reminding you, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. From school funding to Common Core, you can learn about the important issues affecting Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at marylandeducators.org. That's one word, marylandeducators.org. Or you can go to steinershow.org and click on their banner, which is there, the Maryland State Education Association. We are now about to be joined by Angel Christie Williams, and she's a filmmaker who was born and raised in Baltimore. She's a film independent project involved directing fellow, and she's here to speak about her latest film she's doing. She's going to shoot here in Baltimore. She was here with us last time to talk about the film that was presented at the Maryland Film Festival called Christmas Tree, which was an amazing film. We'll also talk about a little bit, maybe play. Do we have clips set up from these films? Real cool. We have our clips set up, and we'll play some clips as well. And Angel, welcome. Good to have you back with us.
Great to be back. Thank you so much, Mark, for having me.
Always great. It's always good to hear your voice and have you with us. And I said a little disclaimer here that our former ace producer for almost 7 years in the show is one of the managers in helping you produce this show in Baltimore, Justin Levy.
He sure is. I'm so excited to have Justin on board. It's amazing how that worked out.
So small world.
Yes, very small world. We actually, he sent me a bunch of location photos yesterday, so we're pretty close to lacking locations. And it's great to, because I'm actually living in L.A. now, so it's great to have someone on the ground in Baltimore that knows the landscape.
So why does everybody have to go to L.A.?
Well... But, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, for me, you know, when I was, you know, finishing up coursework at Columbia in Chicago, I, you know, thought long and hard about moving to L.A. as opposed to moving to New York. And at the time, it just made sense because I had, you know, close friends that were already living and working in L.A. And so, you know, it just made sense. And then now with being a directing fellow through Project Evolve, which is an amazing program that I'm really excited and proud to be a part of, you know, I guess I should be here right now. But, you know, eventually I think I'll definitely work my way back east because, you know, home is home and all my family is there. So, you know.
So let me play this this little clip. It's part of what you're putting out to raise money for this new film. I'm going to talk about this film you're going to come to Baltimore with. Let's play this clip and come right back to Angel Christie Williams.
Hi, I'm Zayden Bates, and I'm 13. I'm playing the role of Charlotte in Charlotte. It's really unique because it's about two black girls who, as they grow up, they're trying to figure themselves out and their friendship and in life. And this relates to me because I'm also 13 and I'm trying to figure out my passion and what interests me.
Hi, my name is Brianna Cormier and I play the role Alex. But I think it's important that people see that, like, everybody's kind of different and that the friends, they help each other out, like, when they grow up. And I think that's important for everybody to see.
So, Angel, let's talk a bit about this film you're making, and then I'm going to talk about the film you made before to get people a sense of what you've done. So talk about this film you're making, and then we'll talk about the process of what you're trying to do here in terms of raising funds.
Okay, so basically the film that I'm coming back home to make is actually my thesis film for my MFA from Columbia College Chicago. So it's the final film that I'm completing as a degree requirement, and it's been sitting with me. I wrote this script probably 2 years ago now, we almost shot that film in L.A., and I just, you know, I wrote the film based on, you know, my life growing up in Baltimore, you know, as a young girl, and, you know, we found a bungalow, and it just didn't feel right. I was like, you know, where are the brick houses in L.A.? Where is that? You know, where are the row houses? And they just aren't here. So we pushed, you know, production back and decided to do this crowdfunding campaign, which is basically all of the money that we're raising is going to allow me to travel our cast, which are, you know, teenage girls and then one of their parents to Baltimore, and, you know, pay for their lodging for our 3-day shoot. So that's the reason that we're raising money. We're 30% of the way there, and we have 9 days left. But the catch about this platform is that, you know, you have to reach 80% in order to keep any of the money from the donors. So that's where we are right now. And, you know, every little bit will help us, you know, travel the cast, feed the crew, pay for gas, for the truck, getting around the city from location to location. So, I mean, you know, you really, the thing I love about this platform is people can see where all the money is going, and they can decide whether they want to give to art department and dressing the set, or if they want to pay for one of the cast members' meals. So it's really transparent. It's set up like a wedding registry. So, you know, for folks who are, you know, unfamiliar with the business, they can really look at it and know exactly what they're giving to.
So where do people go for this?
So you go to www.seedandspark.com. So S-E-E-D and spark, like a spark.
Like a spark. So
yes.
The piece you, I remember Christmas Tree, which I thought was an amazing short film.
Thank you so much.
It was amazing that you said was based on not on your father, but because of your father. You wrote the film about an African American family, a man who desperately wanted to buy this Christmas tree. It had it stolen. A working class guy couldn't afford another tree, and the interaction between him and his daughter around this particular piece of their lives. Short to the point, but very powerful.
Thank you so much. That film has been such a blessing. It's playing in a festival tomorrow.
Oh, really? Where?
In Buffalo, New York. It's called Queen City Black Film Festival. It's an inaugural festival up in Buffalo, New York. And they reached out to me a couple weeks ago. I'm just, you know, the first time it played was 2 years ago now. And usually a short film only has a festival life of about a year. So the fact that people are still reaching out and want to screen the film, and the audience is just steady growing and building, it's fascinating. I'm just so humbled by, you know, how far that film has taken me.
And now,
it actually got me my first job out here in L.A. as well.
As what?
So when I first got to L.A., I directed 2 PSAs, actually, for Participant Media, which is a production company out here that does a lot of films that are centered around social justice. They've done films like Circumstance and Snitch, which was about a young boy who was sentenced to prison, but he was a juvenile. And so they saw my film, The Christmas Tree, and were looking for a director to direct some social action PSAs centered around 2 films that they were distributing. And I pitched for those projects and got them. And that was, you know, within the first month or so of moving to L.A. And that was all because of that short film.
Talk a bit about a couple things I'm very curious about. And one is what pushes you as a filmmaker? But what is this that pushed you into this whole idea in the beginning to study film, to push film? What is kind of keep you going here?
Well, I mean, I think I've always been a storyteller, even when I was very young with, you know, just making home movies. And, you know, I thought I wanted to be, you know, a talk show host. And I was just always writing and always had a camera. Like, you know, so I think I knew I always wanted to just create stories in some way, whether that was writing or was video or photography. And then, you know, I studied theater for a little while and thought I wanted to be an actor and quickly realized that I was, you know, way too shy to do that. And then I started studying, you know, film and photography at University of Maryland, at UMBC, actually. And then just fell in love with, you know, putting things on paper and then transferring those things to the screen, to moving images. And then as a graduate student, I focused more on writing and directing and really kind of honing the skills of, like, screenwriting. I think that it's been in me since, you know, a very long time ago. So it just, I don't know what else I would be doing if I wasn't doing this, to be honest.
So, and you tell stories from a place, from the place you know. That's where you write
Definitely.
From, right?
Definitely. I think I'm almost too personal at times. It's you know, it's a double-edged sword. It's like I think it's, you have to be in a very vulnerable place. I think I'm a very personal filmmaker. I mean, I love telling stories that are close to me. So whether those are based on my own experiences or people that are close to me, I mean, that's what I feel like I can be the most truthful about. So, you know, that's usually where I pull content from, usually. But I always admire, you know, like science fiction writers and, you know, directed films like Star Wars. I mean, I would love to be able to just come up with things like that out of the thin air. I mean, I think that is an amazing gift for me. I just, like, love to tell stories about the people who are around me.
So tell us a bit about this story about these two young girls. I mean, because you say it partially is based on your own life growing up in Baltimore. Where in Baltimore did you grow up?
I grew up in West Baltimore, near Pimlico Racetrack. It's right over there in that area, the Park Heights, Belvedere. I went to Arlington Elementary School. I mean, I, you know, walk by the racetrack every day down Belvedere. So that's my neighborhood. My grandmother still lives in that neighborhood. So I'm shooting the film, you know, in West Baltimore mostly. But, you know, the story is about these two young black girls coming of age. You know, they're 12 and 13, best friends, and they spend spring break together. And the story is just about, you know, like their friendship with each other. And, you know, just those moments where you are just kind of transitioning between being, like, a kid and realizing that you're growing into something more. So it was really important for me to come home to Baltimore to do it because, you know, from day one when I started writing the script, I mean, I always had Baltimore in mind. And, you know, like I said, you just can't – Baltimore is – like night and day from LA, and you just can't, you know. I mean, I'm sure if we had the budget, we could build Baltimore on a stage in LA, but we're just not. I mean, it's a small film, 3-day shoot, very low budget, you know. So it just made sense to come home and do it, especially since, you know, everything that I wrote was with Baltimore in mind. And so I'm excited to. I haven't been home to make a film since I was in school and undergrad at UNBC, which was, you know, in 2005. So it's been a really long time. So I'm really excited to come back and, you know, make something in my hometown.
And tell me, who are these little girls? Who are these little girls?
Oh, okay. So the title character is played by Zayden Bates. Who's an amazing young actor that we, so both of the actors we found in LA, we auditioned for a year. You wouldn't believe how many girls we looked at. But I worked with a really amazing, emerging casting director who's from New York and has done a lot of work with Lee Daniels. And she read the script and was just on board from day one. So Zaden Bates is going to play the title character, Charlotte. And then the other character is played by a young actor named Brianna Cormier. This is her first, this is her debut film role. She's done a lot of theater work coming up as a child, but she's never acted on screen before. And so, you know, this is going to essentially be their breakthrough roles. And I feel so incredibly blessed to have found them. And the chemistry between them is just undeniable. I mean, in the first audition, I was like, whoa, like, we haven't seen anything like this. Because we actually casted Charlotte, which is the title character, a few weeks before, and we were still looking for the lead. And we were bringing in girls, having them read with Zaden. And then finally, this young girl, Brianna, walks in, and Bree was just amazing. And, we finally were able to lock the cast. And then Denise Boutte, who has done a lot of film and television work. She's in Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married. She read the script and she walked into the first meeting with me and she said, you know, I never get offered roles like this. And she wanted to be on board as soon as she read the script. And so it was just fascinating because it was a long shot for us to send her the script. I mean, I'd never had any kind of correspondence with her before, but my casting director was confident in the script. And she said, you know, let's just send it to her and see what she says. And she said yes.
Well, Angela, I think that your films, the one I saw is amazing. What little bit I've seen about what you're doing here with this new film is equally amazing, Charlotte. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in Baltimore when you make the film and get down location and watch you do what you do. And I'm encouraging folks to support this, see what she's doing, go to seedandspark.com, and then it's and go right there, and you'll see how to support the movie Charlotte and what she's doing. It's an amazing piece of work she's trying to do. A young filmmaker from our own community, making it around the country, coming back home to shoot this film, and we need more young filmmakers, young black filmmakers, young women filmmakers, and she fits the bill for all three. So, Angel Christy Williams, great to talk to you. Good luck with this. See you in Baltimore.
Thank you so much. I'll see you in Baltimore. Can't wait.
Me either. Take care, love.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. So we're going to take a second break here. Come right back with Baynard Woods, senior editor of the City Paper. Don't go away.